families of the dead walked in with symbols of their lives, the hard hats worn daily in the mine. Gently, they placed each one on a cross. Their grief was shared by a congressman.
Our loss is surely heaven's gain.
A governor.
Amid the pain, I see courage.
And the president.
We have been mourning with you throughout these difficult days. Our hearts have been aching with you.
President Obama sought to console the families and assure the nation that action will be taken to make America's coal mines safer.
We cannot bring back the 29 men we lost. They are with the Lord now. Our task here on earth is to save lives from being lost in another such tragedy.
The mine explosion occurred on April 5th. Investigators say there were high levels of potentially explosive gases in the mine prior to the blast, but they say the ignition source remains unknown. President Obama says the loss of the miners has touched a responsive chord with the American people.
In the days that followed the disaster, emails and letters poured into the White House. Postmarked from different places across the country, they often began the same way. I am proud to be from a family of miners. I am the son of a coal miner. I am proud to be a coal miner's daughter.
The president has placed most of the blame for the explosion on the company that owns the mine. On Tuesday, the investigation moves to Capitol Hill as Congress opens its own inquiry into the disaster. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Washington.
Sun, your world.